Continuing, a persecuting spirit inside of you is a persecuting spirit. You've got to persecute them. You've got to make them pay. That's what hate is. To detest. To abhor. Continuing, the opposite of love. The opposite of love, or loveless. And as we shall see, this is one of the most important things in your spiritual life, why Christians experience that. Now, before I go on, let's see if we can start looking at some things about hate. Let me see if I can make this simple for you. You're not going to remember all of that. You'll remember some of the concepts that I've given you right out of lexicons. But two things I want to kind of get into your mind about hatred. One, actions. The actions. Hate is the absence of love. And here I'm talking about spiritual life. It is the absence of love. Secondly, presence. What is present? What is absent in the attitude and the thought and the mindset of hate? Absence of love. What is present with the mindset of hate? To detest with a drive of persecution. Ill will. A persecuting spirit, detesting, abhorring someone. Now, let's continue. I gave you those, but let's continue lexicons. What I have in my office is about seven or eight different Greek, Hebrew lexicons. And I've really loved just living in these lexicons, letting them work, rather than try to force on what a word means and then go to the text, see how the author uses it. So let's continue now and what this word means. The word hateo in the Greek means to dislike strongly, with the implications of aversion, hostility. To detest, personal aversion towards someone. What does aversion mean in the concept of hate? Turning away from someone. Did you hear that? Turning away. Get rid of them. This is hatred, people. What does love do? What does the love of God do? The love of God doesn't turn away from us. The love of God came to us in the form of the cross. That's what the cross is. He didn't hate us and have aversion toward us. He had the presence of love and he came to us. What hate is the absence of this love, and therefore you want to abide. Turn away. This is hatred. And many Christians deny hate, have this mindset toward other believers. This is why it is so important to know what hate is, so that you'll know what's going on inside of you. Continuing, I didn't make these up. These are out of the lexicon. An attitude of repugnance. R-E-P-U-G-N-A-N-C-E. An attitude of repugnance, a mindset of repugnance toward something or someone, with a desire to avoid or turn from it. This is hatred. And one lexicon says, even with such idioms such as to spit at someone in your heart, to kill in your heart. Hatred is the absence of something. It is the absence of love. Hatred is the presence of something. It is the presence of animosity, hostility, a loathing. Can't stand them. Both of these concepts of hatred will ruin your life and cause stress, anxiety, depression. Never get rid of it as long as you harbor this hate in your soul. People, if you've ever been hated, you know it. You know when you've been hated. You know what hate is. The Greek word describes a mindset. We call it a flesh mindset here, FM. FM, flesh, excuse me, AM, agonic mindset. an Adamic mindset. The Greek word describes a conduct, the absence of love, and hate is the exclusion of the other person, getting rid of them, aversion of them. Please understand what this word means and don't be in denial. Where there is hatred in your soul, there's no love. And please put that down in your soul and don't forget this. If there is hatred in your soul, there is no love. Now look at our verse. The one who claims he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. Okay, you claim that you're in the light. That's what you claim. You claim that you are in the Holy Spirit. See, just as the believers in James, that James wrote to, what do they claim? See, in James, they claim to be in faith. And James said, I've observed you and your faith is dead. People, you can claim whatever you want. But my question is, why are you experiencing stress, anxiety, and depression if your claim is correct? If your claim is true that you are in faith and you're in love, why is there stress, anxiety, and depression? So let's be careful. Everything we claim is not necessarily true. What they claim in James is not true. What they claim in 1 John is not true. You can claim whatever you want. Here they claim to